Let's talk about Riverside.fm, the leading podcast and video creation platform that's changing the game on how creators record content. Riverside FM allows you to record studio quality audio and up to 4K video on their platform. Now you can interview a guest 1,000 miles away and it'll sound like you're sitting in the same room. It's as easy to use as Zoom, but gives much higher quality audio and video recordings. Did we mention that they have a mobile app? This allows guests to connect directly from their phone and record content from anywhere. After your content is finished, you can easily grab clips to share them across your social media channels. So if you're looking for a hero platform for all your recording needs, from podcasts to webinars to other video content, you should be using Riverside FM. Sign up today so you can focus on your content and leave the quality to Riverside FM. Use promo code SHIPIT and receive a 30% discount on your first 3 months of your subscription. That's promo code SHIPIT to receive a 30% discount on the first 3 months of your subscription. Back to the show. Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. We are recording this after the Knicks' unfortunate loss to the Boston Celtics. It was a tough one to handle. 114-107, Knicks lose. Listen, I'm Josh, and I'm recording with my co-host Tobias here. He's got infinite energy. For some reason, it never runs out. It's almost 10 p.m., I'm like an old lady, okay? I gotta go to bed soon. So I don't know how high this my energy level is gonna get, but when we get to the topics that I'm either gonna get really upset about, either sad wise or mad wise, you might see the pure emotions come out of me a little bit. I might get very emotional at times or very angry at times. We'll have to see where it goes. But anyway, it's been a little bit over a week since we've last recorded our episode, and it's been 4 out of 5, all losses.
Yeah.
Besides a win against the bad Houston Rockets. Toby, I go to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, but the Knicks aren't, okay? They suck. I hate the Knicks. I hate New York sports teams. Let's get right into it, I guess.
I mean, your Mets got Buck Showalter today, so I don't know what you're so upset about.
They did get Buck Showalter, but I don't even know if I'm going to like him. He kind of sucks balls.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that statement, but I'm a Yankees fan. I really do like him as a coach. Let's get
away from baseball, yeah.
Let's go, you know, we'll go in order, and then I do want to stick a little bit more time to the Celtics game, because it was the most recent one, and it's going to be, hopefully, if you're listening to this on Sunday when this episode comes out, or a little bit later, it's the most recent game that you watched. But let's start out with the Raptors first, and we'll make our way up. So we first came to a 3-point loss to the Raptors last Friday.
Game. What happened? We just, like, choke, I feel like.
Yeah, well, you know what? RJ Barrett dropped about 19. Speaking of COVID. And, you know, it just didn't end up in the Knicks' way, going a 90-87 win.
Oh, yeah. That was that, like, super defensive game. I remember that.
The Raptors. Bucks, we didn't even stand a chance last Sunday, losing 112-97. Although Quentin Grimes did have a good game, dropping 27 in 40 minutes.
And then instantly gets COVID.
Yep, we're going to again talk about that as we have the complete list. And Toby, I know you have like a little bit of stats thing that you want to go through about those COVID cases, so we'll do that. Against the Warriors, I mean, what can you expect? They tried to hold in as long as they can. Congratulations to Steph.
It was a good game. It was a good game, though. We have to say against the Warriors.
Congrats to Steph Curry as well on getting the 3-point record. I mean, our favorite, not, I can't speak for you, my favorite player growing up.
Is Curry?
Yeah, are you kidding me? I mean, I grew up.
My favorite is Carmelo Anthony.
We all have our favorites. I mean,
your favorite is not a Nick. Like
my favorite player growing up is Steph Curry. There's no reason that I can.
Okay. Let me answer this. For football, who's your favorite player growing up?
Odell.
Okay, so that's a Giant. That's fair. And then who's your favorite Yankee player growing up?
Derek Jeter.
Of course. Yeah, so why don't you like a Nick player? Like
that just confused me. Funny enough, you said favorite Yankee player, so I gave you my favorite Yankee player. It would be Mike Trout because I'm in bias. I just saw his highlights.
Bro, your favorite player would be Mike Trout?
You just said my favorite player growing up.
No, I mean, yeah, but for the MLB. Yeah, your favorite MLB player would be Mike Trout?
Growing up, yes. Not right now.
But
you're not going to win this debate, okay?
You're a fair weather fan. That's all I'm going to say.
My favorite NBA player growing up was Stephen Curry. He made all the threes. He was on the Warriors, a winning team. You have to be biased sometimes. Give it to the Bay Area, okay? So congrats to him. You hate Steph Curry? How can you hate him? He's like such an unhateable player.
I hate every player who's not a Knick.
Maybe it's because you were one of those who thought Steph Curry would come to the Knicks.
No, I didn't think so. The Knicks suck. We have a terrible manager. I'm not manager, owner. Why would anybody want to come here?
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we bounce off of that loss, a 105-96 loss. To the Warriors, where
slapped the Rockets.
Randall did it. And I mean, we were supposed to do that, right? So nothing unexpected there. We also had what's his name, Evan Fournier, drop a good amount of points, and quickly probably having one of his
best games as a player,
So in his career, you mean?
Yeah. His most 3-pointers I think he's made in a game with 7, I want to say, right? And I mean, also, we got to mention, great game by Fournier and a great game tonight again by Fournier. 2 good games in a row. Honestly, called for him to get benched. But, I mean, he's kind of proving the haters wrong right now, I must say. But he was playing bad before this. Come on, you can admit that at least, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, he wasn't playing good. So let's just say that.
Yeah, okay. At least you'll admit it.
Yeah, I will. Let's go to – you want to go to COVID now? Because yeah, that's –
I mean, I wouldn't surprise if he got COVID because – I have to bring up a stat, and it's a little bit crazy how – okay. So, Barrett had, like, a couple really good games. He averaged, like, 24 over the stretch of a couple games, and then he instantly gets COVID. Toppin put up 19 and 10, gets COVID. Grimes puts up 27 and 7 three-pointers, gets COVID. Knox finally does something decent, gets COVID. Okay? Quickly, 24 points, 7 three-pointers. Gets COVID. McBride, 15-9, gets COVID. Like, it's just so bad that all these young players who've been playing really good, you have to say, instantly get COVID the second they turn it on. Like, I don't understand this. Like, do they just, like, not like the Knicks? Like, what is it?
Yeah, I mean, it really looks like the NBA gods don't like the Knicks, Toby. And
oh, yeah.
So, Miles McBride, you know, Knicks fans have been calling for his name to come up from the G League, and when he does, due to COVID issues, he gets COVID himself. And we also have Derrick Rose on a knee injury as well. The most recent, the closest players to coming back would be Toppin and Barrett. Toppin getting into the COVID protocol on the 11th of December, Barrett on the 12th. It's now December 18th, so it's almost been a week. You know, they'll still probably be on there for a little bit longer. So just, and we played with 7 tonight. The normal that, or at least that the amount of that we played with in Houston was 9. I don't know what Thibodeau normally goes with, but I assume he plays probably 9 to 10 guys a night, right?
Like, yeah, around like 9 to 10. Yeah.
So that's the problem we're dealing with here. We had to have Taj Gibson and Nerlens Noel on the floor at the same time, which there's the good and bad with that. I don't know why we want.
No, it's mostly bad. And I have a question for you, okay? Yeah. So, we're getting pretty hit hard by COVID. A lot of teams are getting hit hard by COVID. Do you think the NBA shuts down again?
No, I don't. I think games should be postponed. You know, Alex did send me, Alex, my former co-host here, and he previewed the Nets game with us a little bit ago. He sent me a picture of the Nets starting lineup for tonight, and it was a joke. A literal joke. Yeah. It was a few G Leaguers, Blake Griffin, and Patty Mills, and that's about it. So, see, with that, when Kyrie Irving coming back and playing away games, I mean, he doesn't matter, right?
But like, and they lost the Magic, too, so.
Yeah, Kevin Durant, James Harden being out. With all these players being out, like, if you, I think, like, the NBA
what's
should
the
have
point in playing? Like, what's the point in playing? I think, I honestly think they need to do another, I think, They need bubble. To take another bubble. No, I, not a bubble. No, no. I think they need to take a break.
Maybe. Here's the deal, Toby. I don't think they should fully shut down, but I think the NBA should have a cap. So it's like, if three players on your team or five players on your team have COVID, automatic postponement of the game. Because yeah, there's no weird. Point of playing when it's just absolutely unfair and one-sided yeah. towards a team. Go ahead.
And another thing is, like, when, like, three players or four players have COVID and then you go to, like, to play another team, you can give that other team COVID. And then all of a sudden they have COVID on their team and they get hit hard. Like, it's just, like, a repetitive cycle and it's terrible. I think the NBA needs to shut down at least a month. I think a lot of the leagues need to shut down at least a month. I think the NFL needs to. I mean, the MLB is already shut down, but I think they need to shut down. And I understand what you're saying, but the postponement. But so many games would get postponed that eventually, like, what's the point? You know what I mean?
I mean, I get your point. I do. I can't imagine the NBA shutting the whole thing down again. I can't,
they
but I mean
so much money. Yeah, yeah. I don't think that it's wise for them to do it, but I think no, I don't I mean I not. I think money wise it's not going to be smart for them to do it, and I think they won't, but I think they should. You know what I mean?
Why not? It's the right decision, I would agree. It's just I just don't think it's not reasonable. Like, it won't, I don't think it will happen, but that's just my opinion.
And if you look at European soccer, for one,
Yeah, the Premier League, that's going insane right now.
Yeah, those crowds are super spreader events. Oh my god. Like, the Bundesliga is smart, and they've already, like, fully disallowed fans for, like, the past, like, 3-4 weeks. But the Premier League, oh my god. 60,000 people packing to stadium. Like, yeah. Two people have COVID, all of a sudden 20,000 people have COVID. Like, it's terrible. It's terrible.
I understand that. I mean, it's more of the aspect that the Omicron variant is worse right now in the UK than it is here in the US, which I'm sure in a month it'll be just about the same, right? It's coming over here, and it's coming over here like wildfire. So
yeah.
But right now it's really, really doing harm in the UK, and that's what's really driving the Premier League. But it's every league right now. The NFL, the NBA, MLB is not happening right now, but the NFL especially, as well as the NBA, we just had three games get postponed in the NFL, Toby. We're playing two games, I think, on Tuesday, two on Monday, whatever it is. So it's not just the NBA, right? It's not just the Knicks.
It's not.
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. I mean, COVID's getting bad again, and in my opinion, everything needs to shut down again. I think we need to go to quarantine part two.
Yeah.
It's the wise thing to do. I mean, like, smarter countries, like, I'm pretty sure, I mean, the least thing they can do is mandate the fucking vaccine. Like, it's so disappointing that people won't take the vaccine and put other people's lives at risk. Okay, I need to stop this. We're straying too far from COVID. Too far from the Knicks.
We're going into the politics, and there's no need to exactly. do that here. We don't need to piss off more people than we're already doing talking about this Knicks team. So let's go to the next point here, and that is the Celtics game. I think we should go to that now. 114-107, Knicks lose here. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum dropping 25, Jaylen Brown dropping 23. Also, Josh Richardson coming in clutch with 27 points in 32 minutes on the Knicks side of things. Fournier and Kemba Walker, they did have their revenge game and the first time back in Boston for those two. Evan Fournier dropping 32. And Kemba Walker, because of COVID, coming back in and dropping 29 in his first game starting. Don't remember, Thibodeau didn't just, you know, take him out of the starting role, put him on the bench, took him out of the rotation completely, and we needed him in this one. 40% field goal percentage, 5 for 11 from 3. And then, so I want to ask you now, Toby, right? We're talking about trades. What can the Knicks do to get this one superstar, whatever it is? Is it Ben Simmons? Is it, I don't know.
I think we should go after Ben
Simmons. Miles Turner. All right. Well, don't answer my question. I haven't even asked it yet. Okay. Was Kemba Walker used tonight, not just in relief of players with COVID, but also to help raise his trade value?
I think it was a little bit of both, because obviously
if you
don't start Kemba this game, then you might even get thrown out of the head coaching position, because that's just moronic, right? Like, he's a good player and he's just sitting on the bench rotting away. You needed to start Kemba. Thank God he did, right? Okay, that's good. But I think also, strategically, Tibbs was like, okay, maybe it's a little bit of a revenge game. Let's see if Kemba plays good. You know what I mean? See if he can rise his trade value a little bit. See if we can get a little bit of a Ben Simmons or a Miles Turner. And I think Kemba did a good job of doing that. He had 29 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 40% field goal, and 5 of 11 from 3. A good game. Pretty much almost 30, right? A good game, we'd say, right?
Yeah, I mean, he did play really well. Him and Fournier were just going back-to-back. Kemba was rolling to the lane, making threes, doing everything, all of the above.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Did I just hear a yawn? What?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, it's really getting late now. We're past 10 o'clock, and Toby's going into sleep mode.
You tire me out, old man. You tire me out. I want to say, I was at the gym earlier today, and then now I'm doing this, and also I had a tennis match. Like, I was doing things today, okay? I was not sitting on my ass like your ugly ass. Okay? All right, let's go back to the Knicks. Okay.
So you said Ben Simmons. My follow-up question was going to be, so since you said it did help raise his trade value, can he be used in the trade and then be used in a trade for Ben Simmons?
Okay, I think he can be used in a trade. You know what I mean? I think he can, because he played really well. I mean, he is old, so maybe they don't really want him that badly, and he probably won't be like much, but I think he can still be used in a trade. And
okay. Yeah, I just want to go to one thing specifically here. I mean, you wrote down, they did. They had a really strong third, the Knicks did, and then went all crashing down in the fourth. One play that really stood out to me was Evan Fournier taking basically a jumper from about the free throw line on the right side of the free throw line. It didn't go in, I think, and then basically he hurt his ankle or his foot, whatever it was. He ended up to be okay, but the Knicks didn't call a timeout, and I don't think they had any left. So then someone had a foul, ended up being Kemba Walker to stop the play, make sure Fournier was okay. And then it was, of course, Kemba Walker's sixth foul, got fouled out after having such a good game to that point. And you know what was funny? I was watching on the Celtics broadcast, and they were commenting on how they weren't using Kemba enough down the end of the game stretch after doing so well in the third quarter and even before that throughout the game. In the last 5-10 minutes of the game, he just wasn't using screen sets with Noel, with Randall. I don't know why that was. But, I mean, even when the Celtics commentator is talking about the Knicks strategy, which he shouldn't be, right? He should be commenting on the team that he's covering. That's when you know it's bad. Yeah, so yeah. I don't know why he wasn't being used. I don't know if that was Thibodeau or just whatever the hell was happening on the court. But I just don't know why Kemba wasn't used enough. What wasn't used in those last 5-10 minutes?
I mean, it's inexplainable.
Another yawn.
It's inexplainable, man. I don't know. Dibs just doesn't like Kemba, I guess.
What's inexplainable, the yawn or Kemba's performance? I'm confused.
Not using Kemba in the fourth. What you just talked about. Oh, my God. Like, you have, like, short-term memory loss. Just dumb thing. Okay. Right. Let's exit this topic. Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
After everybody comes back and the whole team is healthy, who should the Knicks have as their starting point guard?
Still not Kemba. Well, first of all, it's been one game. I mean, let's see what he can prove.
No, okay. And I understand that. I mean, he had a good game. He played decently. He didn't play well before that, and that's fine. But then who should it be?
Derrick Rose, still.
Over IQ?
Ooh. Oh, that's tough. Yeah, maybe just like have IQ.
What about Grimes?
Oh, well, Grimes is more of a shooting guard, in my opinion. I know he runs point, but he is a true shooting guard.
That's fair. That's fair.
So, but I mean, having IQ and Quentin Grimes in a starting role, both of them.
Okay, that's fair.
Sounds fun. I mean, that does sound fun. You kind of turn me on to that. You know, IQ running point, and then Grimes and the shooting. That's a fun starting five with. Let's plan that out right now. Okay, so IQ point guard, Grimes shooting guard, who's small forward? Burks?
No, RJ.
Okay, Randall power forward, obviously.
No. OB a power forward. and then Mitch at center.
Wow. I mean, this is what we were looking at to start the season, right? We're like, oh my God, look at how many ways we can shift this lineup and blah, blah, blah. And then we're sitting here in eighth, now in 12th. Oh my God, the Knicks are 13-17,
yeah.
Four games behind 500, and we're in 12th. So it just hasn't worked out. And I mean, COVID, all these cases is not helping, I'll tell you that much. And because of those cases, look at me with the transitions. The Knicks signed Tyler Hall to a 10-day contract. Well, who is this guy? I'll tell you a little bit about him. Hall, 6'5", 209 pounds, is currently averaging 14.6 points, 4.2 rebounds, 3.2 assists over 38 minutes in 11 games for the Westchester Knicks, the G League affiliate. He holds a career averages of 10.4 points, 3.7 rebounds. I keep on overing that. 2.2 assists over 28 minutes in 64 games.
And also, someone who needs to be mentioned too, who hasn't played a minute yet, but also got brought up, is Luka. And you said a couple weeks ago, I think, that he needs to be brought up. And I mean, I guess Dibs listened to you after the hard, harsh COVID beatings that we received. But Dibs did listen, and that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, he did, although he hasn't played that many minutes, so you would think he would play more. Yeah, he didn't play that many minutes.
He didn't play any minutes, I didn't think.
Yeah, but he got called up. I mean, he got
called up.
Wayne Selden Jr. played tonight for the Knicks for 9 minutes.
Because Kemba fouled out, right?
Yeah, I guess so. No, I don't think he came in when he fouled out. Gibson. Then we played double Nerlens Noel and Taj Gibson double center.
I hate that, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
we cannot
space the court at all because Gibson is a fucking brick and we suck.
Listen, Gibson did okay against the Rockets. I want to say that. He was just off tonight. He was definitely off tonight. Gibson, yeah, you know, Gibson's...
It was a unicorn night against the Rockets. He's never going to hit another three in his life.
You know Gibson's on when he hits a three-pointer from the corner, and that's what he did against the Rockets. That's just how I knew he was on for one night. But, yeah, again, I think it really just came down to we had a really strong third and then just choked in the fourth, and Kemba fouling out towards the end didn't help it at all.
Yeah.
Last point is here. I was watching NBA today, the other day, actually. Not today, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that's the ESPN show, whatever it is. And there, it was a question about the Knicks, like the over-under, Knicks make the playoffs. And every single one of the four hosts said no. Now, right now...
They're right. Right now, they're right. We suck right now.
Okay? Yeah, I would agree. But I think, even as the Debbie Downer, as Toby likes to call it, as a Knicks fan, I still think the Knicks can very well make the playoffs.
I think we will make the playoffs, and I think we can. But right now, we aren't playing like we should make the playoffs.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Toby, I know what you're talking about. You know what I also know?
What?
How to do correct picks. Because that's what we're going to go to now. As I went 5-0. Now, you know how we all said don't trust us with your betting? I can't bet, but you can. So I'm on a hot streak going 5-0. So these next five, if you want to take my advice, I'm not telling you to, but if you do, just know my record in the last five have been undefeated. So that's all I got to say.
Yep. And you're now...
Toby, what did you go? Oh, yeah. Sorry, you were going to read the records. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So Josh is now 15-10 after going 5-0. So he was 10-10 beforehand. And I am now 12-13 after going 2-3 in the last two. All right. So I guess let's start off with the picks. Pistons. They kind of suck. I think we both know what we're going for.
Yeah, the Pistons are, well, I mean, the Knicks also suck, so let's be a little kinder with our words there, because...
I know, but the Pistons are worse.
They are worse, and the Knicks are going on a little bit of a homestand here, as the next one is also home, as we both have wins against the Pistons. This one, don't both have wins. Toby actually going with a rare loss, Mr. Debbie Downer, switching here against the Wizards.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Wizards, they're all right. Bradley Beal's pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. I feel like we just...
You're losing all of your energy, right? I see, like, from the beginning of it to where are we at now, the 24th minute of this episode, you have just been going high energy to... And then I'm, like, going up, I feel like, as the episode's continued.
That's not even wrong. That's not even wrong. No, no. All right. Let me give you a little bit of energy.
Finish it strong. Finish it strong. We're almost done.
All right. Beal, he's a pretty good player. You know what I mean? I feel like the Knicks are the Knicks, and they're going to lose somehow. So I just picked one game that they had to lose because we're going to lose. And it was either this game or the Hawks game or the Timberwolves game. So, yeah.
It's a few different games you picked there. All right. Christmas Day, 12 o'clock afternoon slate. It's going to be a fun one. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone listening, too, because our next episode won't be until after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Merry Christmas to everyone. Yep, happy holidays.
Hawks. You can't say Merry Christmas anymore. That's cancelable.
I'm saying it, so you know what? Cancel me. Toby has a win against the Hawks, and I have a loss because Debbie Downer steps in again.
Mm-hmm. And then I have a loss against the T-Wolves because they've got cool players, and he has a dub because he thinks we have cooler players. And then we both have a win against the Pistons again because the Pistons suck.
The Pistons do suck. I'm interested in, like, who you think exactly are the cool players on the...
Anthony Edwards and Kat. And, what's his name? D'Angelo Russell?
D'Angelo Russell's also on there, too. But right now, and we talked about it just before recording, Anthony Edwards isn't playing right now. He's in health and safety protocols.
He will be playing by the time they
play. Hopefully will be playing. We don't know that for sure.
Let's be real. He will be playing.
Okay.
And they beat the Lakers without Anthony Edwards, so obviously they're still a pretty decent basketball team.
All right, well, just to wrap things up, we'll give you a little preview to next episode. After these next five, I'll be recording a solo episode because Toby is leaving me and going away to Europe. He's flying away. He's gone.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of this joint.
But anyway, Toby's going to give me his next two because after... So basically, here's the schedule. We did the next five, but it's not going to be the normal five after that. It's going to be two. Because by the time those two games end, Toby will be back. If that makes any sense.
We'll record again and do the next five normally. Yes.
It's gonna be amazing. And Toby will hopefully be able to text me his next five or next two, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm confusing all the listeners. So I'll just go by saying subscribe to the podcast, drop 5 stars, go follow us on Twitter at TCTNSOfficial. That is TCTNSOfficial. ShipItStudios.com/CityThatNeverSleeps. That's all of our links.
Let's get my money up.
And with that statement, we'll say thank you so much again for listening. Happy holidays. And go Knicks. As bad as they are right now, go Knicks and have a good one.
Go Knicks.
Peace.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.